This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Time for us to get to the bottom of what's going on in the medical world. Another episode of Good Day Health is on the air. I'm Doug Steffen, the optimist from the cardiological point of view is Dr. Ken Kronhaus, runs Lake Cardiology down in Mount Dora, Florida. He's here to help you understand what's going on in the world of medicine and how it will affect you. There are a lot of studies that are done every week, and Ken takes it upon himself for his own clients and his own purposes at his clinic, but also for all of us who are listening to him on the air and in the podcast at gooddayhealthshow.com. Sometimes a half a dozen, sometimes more. It depends on what really has come out that is of note that Ken wants to talk about. And as he is a cardiovascular specialist, let's start with the overview of our gums. Not that this is a new focus for us, Ken, because we've talked about this a lot, how important having good gum health, good teeth, that sort of thing, how it's linked to pretty much everything else in our body. So what's the latest here?
Well, you always ask me to explain these results and what's the cause, what's the mechanism behind them. And we've talked about in the past about how gum disease leads to an increased risk of heart attack and stroke, and we may have some of the answers now. This comes out of the medical journal Cardiovascular Research this week, Doug, that people with periodontitis, which is an advanced form of gum disease, seem to have a higher risk of high blood pressure, hypertension. And the more severe the periodontitis, it appears the higher the risk of hypertension. Hypertension could be the driver of heart attack and stroke in patients with periodontitis, as I suggested. And amazingly, almost half of Americans over the age of 30 have some form of gum disease.
Wow. Half. Is that because they don't take care of their teeth as much as anything else? I guess it is, right? Gums,
we don't brush your teeth. We don't brush, floss, and we don't eat the right foods all the time.
Do you actually think when you're brushing your teeth, are you actively thinking about what you're doing to enhance the value of the health of your gums and your teeth? Like, the reason I ask is because I am thinking about it. I use an electric toothbrush, get up to the top of my mouth and bring it down consciously to help pull the gum down over the teeth. Isn't that what you're supposed to do? Keep the gum isn't supposed to recede. It's supposed to kind of stay where it is. I don't know what the technical term for it is, but you understand what I'm saying.
Yes, I don't want to pat myself on the back, but my periodontitis says I do good home care.
Good. What about, you don't usually, when I'm there, you don't usually check out my gums. As a matter of a physical with people, you don't normally look at gums.
I'll leave that to your dentist. I hope your dentist doing that.
Yes.
I don't think your dentist is checking out your heart. He may be taking your blood pressure, but he's not examining your heart.
And that could be. All right, so let's stay with the heart because you're a heart specialist. Let's move into the area of stroke and women who have an increased risk of stroke. How so?
The North American Menopause Society's annual meeting in Chicago this week has produced some interesting studies, and this is one of them. This is in a study of women aged 40 to 60, Doug. Those who suffered from self-silencing had an increased risk of having plaque in their carotid arteries. You've seen your carotid arteries.
What does it mean, self-silence? What does that mean?
Okay, self-silencing is repressing one's feelings when they might threaten relationships or one's security and appearing outwardly agreeable while inner feelings grow angry and resentful.
Uh-huh. Keeping it inside, in other words.
Yes, exactly. Women with no observable plaque in their carotids seem to be more able to express themselves in their relationships. So if you have negative feelings in your relationships, learn how to express them productively.
I think it's really, Very interesting to look at the things. Maybe, are we talking about mood here as much as anything else?
I think we're talking about huge amounts of mental stress. You know, this just doesn't let the steam out of the ears, and it just builds up.
So the way to get around that is to perhaps, ladies and men too, exercise more, meditate, be grateful. These are sorts of things that are in my mind. I think when I'm on, I think the best thing that happens to me is time on the tractor, when I'm out on the farm, I look at the sky and I think, what a fabulous life I have and how I am. Certainly, do I get angry? Yep. Am I sad? Yep. Am I disgusted sometimes? Yep. Am I happy? That's all the stuff that makes us human. So, you know, it's what Ken is saying, I think, is not allowing yourself to be worked up or overtaken, overcome by the things that you think you can't have any control over, so you don't want to get involved. You want to just sit there and let it stew. And that's
until you explode.
Horrible. Horrible.
Until you explode. And just also learn how to productively talk to you. I know it's not easy, but you just have to learn how to talk about these things with your partner.
Yeah, right, exactly. Or whoever you have to talk to. You might need a professional. If that's what you need, then that's what you need.
This study dealt with relationship stressful issues.
Yeah.
And usually the solution...
Well, how many of us have in our marriages or our significant relationships, done just that, not brought something up? Because it was like stepping. I can remember saying to my last partner, it was if we were upset about something, we don't want to. It was like walking on eggs.
That is self silencing.
Yeah. Right. Exactly. So let's do our part for all of this. Next up here in the heart department is menopause. We seem to be focused on women here and hot flashes. And whether, no, all right, so let's talk about, is this severity related, the worse the hot flashes, what does that mean, or is that the signal? What's the signal that could bring us around to having a heart attack or a stroke?
Well, this is news again this week because of the same North American Menopause Society annual meeting. And what they reported this week, interestingly, was that frequent or persistent hot flashes are linked to higher odds of heart attack and stroke. And this finding stems from a 20-year study, Doug, of about 3,300 women during menopause. And we do not yet understand the underlying mechanisms here that link hot flashes to heart disease risk. This is going to require more study. And we also need to find out whether treating hot flashes has any health impact on women's heart health as they age.
What do you think? You have women coming in there, all of them. You say women are more at risk now than ever before for having a heart attack because of the way their lives are being led. So, and I didn't hear in there whether there was a degree issue as to whether you've got a tough time. Some women have a much harder time with menopause and hot flashes than do others.
I think that the hormones, the changing hormones in a woman's body do affect circulation. We clearly see women begin to catch up and surpass men in their blockage in the circulation of their body as they go into menopause and past menopause. But you look at the history of medicine, it's very dicey to try to manipulate these hormones with
isn't that what the drugs do, though?
With drugs, because they can have unexpected consequences. So this has to be done very carefully with careful research.
Well, there's
a famous study. You know the history of medicine. I mean, it intuitively seemed like women start losing their estrogen, you replace the estrogen, and you would keep them heart healthy forever. And it's just the opposite. You give them significant amounts of estrogen for prolonged periods of time. After the menopause, you increase the risk of heart attack and stroke. So we now give the lowest amount of hormone replacement peri and postmenopause for the shortest amount of time possible.
How does that affect the rest of their lives? I don't mean in terms of years.
Well,
but the
it's
other
like
things
threading
going on
a needle.
Mm-hmm.
You have to thread. That's why it has to be done very carefully.
A lot of women, when they go through menopause, lose interest in sex. Do they have? Does it come back again after menopause, or once it's gone, it seems to be kaput?
That is so variable. And there are hormonal things with testosterone. You know, you need a good gynecologist here who understands endocrinology of that area of the body. But there are things you can do to manipulate the hormones, but they have to be done very carefully, understanding the woman's individual cardiovascular risk, because these things can collide, and you are threading a needle here. You're improving the quality of life by adjusting the hormones, but you don't want to unexpectedly too highly increase her risk for cardiovascular disease. So that, yeah, it can be done, but it takes a very experienced doctor working in that area.
Careful, careful, careful. In a moment, we're going to focus on what it is as you grow up that will increase your risk of having a heart attack. That's next here on Good Day Health with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. I'm Doug Steffen, now focusing on something else that will make you healthy. You hear Ken all the time talking about what you need for rest, 7 to 8 hours of really good sleep. And a lot of people are not getting good sleep because they have lousy beds, lousy mattresses, lousy sheets, lousy pillows. So let's get a great night's rest. Let's rely on MyPillow. MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. You can wash them. You can dry them. It doesn't make any difference how big the pillow is. Stuff it in your washing machine. Wash it and put it in the dryer. Dry it out. Or put it out back in the sunshine. Let it dry naturally. Just go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener specials. Save up to 66%. On some of the other things that are in the catalog, no matter what, well, the body pillow is one of the things to save 2/3 on that. But you'll find with the DJV code that you have different percentages for different products. So, but you're sure going to save money. That's the bottom line. Enter the promo code DJV for whatever you want to buy. The neck pillow, the body pillow, regular pillows, extensive use of big, I like big pillows. Get your big MyPillows at MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special and save up to 66%. Great deals with the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-355-1493. 1-800-355-1493. That's 1-800-355-1493.
If you travel for business or pleasure, Hotels.com and the Hotels.com app is all you need to get great deals on all kinds of properties, all over the world, and with an amazing rewards program that gives you free nights to stay at a property of your choice. Now, speaking of Hotels.com, we have an amazing Tech It Out contest for you. If you feel like you're in need of a getaway but are a little tight on cash, listen up. Each week, Hotels.com and Tech It Out are giving away a $250 Hotels.com gift card to put towards your travels. All you have to do is as follows. Go to Twitter and follow at Hotels.com. Tweet out why you deserve a trip, just a sentence is fine, and include the hashtag TechItOut. That's it. Once again, to be eligible for the $250 Hotels.com gift card, one given away every week in August and September, follow Hotels.com on Twitter, tweet why you need a break, and include the hashtag TechItOut. One randomly drawn entry will be chosen each week. Good luck.
If you're looking to get on the road to wellness, then start your journey with the Good Day Health Podcast. Just go to gooddayhealthshow.com and press play, or find us on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com. Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah. Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Considering health issues that you may have, friends may have, people that you love, what do you need to know? Well, you'll find out lots of things from Dr. Ken, who, as I said, runs Lake Cardiology down in Mardura, Florida. Great place to go if you want a really thorough checkup. I called Ken the other day. It was like 8:30 at night, and he's still seeing patients. I'll call you right back. He never did. But if that's because he's working late. And that's because he's dedicated. So if you want real dedication...
I didn't want to wake you up.
The antithesis... I know. I knew it was late when you got done. The antithesis of the health world today is found at Ken's office, Lake Cardiology. So if you'd like to have a checkup, especially if you have issues, cardiovascular issues, stroke issues, heart attack issues, anything like that, he's a spokesman for the American Heart Association. Just on the ball. 352-735-1400. There are examples of people being on the ball, but Ken has a pleasant way about him, which is pretty rare today in the medical community. 352-735-1400. I promised that we would talk as long as we were in the cardiological field. It's not the only thing we talk about with Ken, but because he's a specialist, he's got some details about what happens to those of us who have been around a lot of smoke as children with parents who smoke. What's the... Should I start getting worried now?
Well, I don't think so, but this is from the Journal of the American College of Cardiology this week. When parents smoke, their kids face a higher risk of a common heart rhythm problem decades later. Adults who grow up with smokers are more likely to develop atrial fibrillation, Doug, versus those with non-smoking parents. Atrial fibrillation can lead to strokes and heart failure. The interesting thing about this study is that it's not clear whether it's the secondhand smoke that causes the atrial fibrillation, or we do know that children who grow up with parents who smoke, they themselves, the children, are more likely to smoke. So in this study, it wasn't clear whether it was a direct effect from the parents smoking or whether the kids just picked up their parents' habits and smoked more. But the conclusion is if you have parents who smoke, you as a child, later in life, decades later, are much more likely to have atrial fibrillation, this chaotic rhythm, the top of the heart beating like a bag of worms. It is concerning because it can lead to a stroke and also sometimes to heart failure.
So I grew up around parents. My father didn't smoke that much. He did for a while, and then he stopped. My mother smoked until it killed her. And you can see, or you could, I can visualize right now, the windows on the car, for example, or the windows in the house covered with that blue haze that was the indicator of, we didn't know it then, but we certainly know it now, of what went on. And you've said that there are things like my allergic reaction to things that come about as a result of me having secondhand smoke. And I wonder about that. Now, I have not ever smoked, have no desire to. I've never done any drugs. I don't drink alcohol, all of that stuff. And I believe, maybe psychologically, it's a result of seeing what my mother did. Now, there's that. So it isn't, what you say is that generally, if you're around parents that smoke, you're going to pick up their habits, because we do that no matter what the habit. We pick up what's in our environment and tend to pursue that, right?
Exactly. And we know that people individually, if they smoke, have an increased risk of atrial fibrillation. So it's not clear whether it's the secondhand smoke or that they actually smoke. I wouldn't panic, Doug, due to your history, because not everyone who has a parent who smoke or two parents who smoke ends up getting atrial fibrillation.
No, my father had atrial fibrillation, but he had it long before. He had it in his 50s. I think I've said
to you. Did his parents smoke?
I don't know. He didn't know his father. He was an orphan, so I don't know what his father or mother did. I guess I've had little bouts with that sort of thing, and I take magnesium and it goes away. So, listen, I wonder how that might have affected my father. 28 after on Good Day Health.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Ian Roth. As many as half of all American adults could benefit from taking statins to help lower their cholesterol, but far fewer than that actually do take statins. Mayo Clinic cardiologist Dr. Stephen Kopetsky says he thinks many people avoid the cholesterol-lowering drugs because they misunderstand some of the side effects.
Statins can raise blood sugar. In fact, there is risk for becoming a diabetic if you're on a statin.
But Dr. Kopetsky says that isn't the whole story.
The people that become diabetics were almost always going to become a diabetic anyway. They would have been like 3 or 4 months later if they weren't on a statin. The other thing is that for every one patient that does become a diabetic, there are usually about 5 heart attacks that are prevented.
Dr. Kopetsky says many people avoid taking statins because they think it causes dementia or Alzheimer's disease. But
there's no evidence of that.
Dr. Kopetsky says statins are generally very safe and could improve the health of a lot of people. For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
I'm a lawn guy and proud of it. Pro tip, watch the fall leaves. When that first bad boy drops, boom, get feeding and seeding with Scott's. Lay down Scott's Turf Builder today, and come spring, your lawn will be so thick, green, and strong, neighbors like Steve over there will be mad green with envy.
Hey, sweet lawn, Stevie.
Steve.
Don't be a Steve. Be a lawn guy. Pick up a bag of Scott's Turf Builder today. This is a Scott's Yard.
Let's consider the secret life of the innermost nesting doll. Living most of her life in the dark, inside the other nesting dolls, she has plenty of time to think, if she could. Sadly, she has no brain. However, when an innermost nesting doll hears that Geico not only saves people money, but also has been providing great service for over 75 years, she thinks it's obvious you should switch. Because yes, switching to Geico is a no-brainer. Pity the innermost nesting doll and her lot in life.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
New this hour in the headlines, the New York Times reporting the whistleblower is a CIA agent, a man who was assigned to the White House. Meanwhile, President Trump reacting to the DNI whistleblower hearing today on Capitol Hill, he speaks with reporters at Joint Base Andrews.
Adam Schiff and his crew making up stories and sitting there like pious, whatever you want to call them, it's just a really a disgrace.
The president sounding annoyed by the antics of Democrat
Adam Schiff, who bizarrely reads made-up information to the committee on Capitol Hill that is not actually in the transcript of the call between President Trump and the president of Ukraine. Here's Schiff.
I'm going to put you in touch with people, and not just any people. I'm going to put you in touch with Attorney General of the United States, my Attorney General, Bill Barr. He's got the whole weight of the American law enforcement behind him.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Ruth, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man, who builds Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Looking to get onto the road to wellness? Start your journey with the Good Day Health Podcast. Go to gooddayhealthshow.com and press play. Or you can find the Good Day Health Podcast on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcast. You know, word to the wise is sufficient, perhaps takes hold here with Good Day Health, our focus on your health, immunity, things that are important. A discussion of omegas coming up in a few moments. First, though, back to the studies that Ken is so well known for following. Exercise. And what happens if you don't get it, Ken?
Well, this comes out of the European Association for the Study of Diabetes this week. With exercise, yes, it's use it or lose it is definitely true when it comes to fitness. After just 2 weeks, this is the news, after just 2 weeks of sedentary behavior, Doug, formerly fit people have a decline in heart and lung health, increased waist circumference, greater body fat and liver fat, and higher levels of insulin resistance and triglycerides. But the good news, 14 days after resuming activity, these measures all bounce back.
Mm-hmm. And have you found that to be the case in your life? And the people that come into your clinic at Lake Cardiology down in Florida, the people who don't exercise, you can tell immediately when you look at them, and then people who are exercising, I guess it depends a lot, doesn't it, on what kind of exercise you're doing, how often you do it, is that, or is just any exercise, help yourself to walking, running, lifting weights, doing cardio, what defines exercise?
Well, in this study, it was just walking enough steps each day. But you asked me several things there. The key question you asked me was, I think, was, did I expect this? And I have to tell you, I was a little surprised in this study how much you can do in just 2 weeks. The amount, the extent uh-huh. of change that only 2 weeks of not exercising can have on the body. That surprised me a bit. But it is what it is. You just have to make sure that if you do have a time when you can't exercise, just get back there. The good news is you will get it back. But you'll lose it quickly.
That's the old expression, use it or lose it. Now, let's get to a discussion that frustrated me this week about omega-6s. There's a new study published in the journal Circulation that suggests that omega-6s could be just as essential as omega-3s in reducing the risk of cardiovascular disease and also reducing the risk of stroke. In The Lancet, data from 20 studies in 10 countries involving 40,000 participants, they underwent laboratory tests for levels of two omega-6 markers, linoleic acid and arachnid or something like that. I don't know how to, you probably know how to pronounce it. So what I bring this up for a couple of reasons. One, because we're always talking about evidence-based, religion, isn't that funny? Evidence-based science and medicine versus that which isn't. But yet, every time you turn around, and this is not to disqualify all the work that you and others do, but science is always, I can remember you and I talking about this in the last couple of years, or at least two or three years ago, how bad sixes and nines were. You stay away from them and focus on omega-3s. And now this seems to indicate that information, as it refers at least to omega-6s, is not right. So here we go again. What do we believe?
Well, I have to tell you, I haven't reviewed the study, and I have to review it.
But in general, I guess, the difference between omega-3s, at first we used to talk about just omega fats.
You know, I think this is an area that, I can just tell you what's been general consensus okay. is that until we know more, you want to limit saturated fat intake to 5 to 6% of total daily calories.
But who measures? Who's doing that? Who knows what 5 to 6% of the daily? Who even knows what their caloric intake?
Go talk to a friendly dietitian.
You know what I'm talking about. Who's got a dietitian? They don't. The average person doesn't have any of these people in their lives.
Well, but if you go to the doctor and your cholesterol's up and your weight's up, we are going to refer you to a dietitian. The fact that you don't need one is a good thing.
Thank you. But, those are the days we used to have. The same guy would tell you the same information. We have experts for everything now. If you went to the GP, he'd take your blood pressure and look at the results of your blood test and say, okay, this is this, 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 and this. What you got to do?
Omega-6 fatty acids, Doug, these are polyunsaturated fats that are found in vegetable oils, nuts, and seeds.
Yep.
And if you eat them in moderation, in place of saturated fats that are found in meats and dairy products that are high in fat, I like the low-fat dairy products, omega-6 fatty acids can be good for your heart.
Well,
so I don't know if this is really big news.
You don't. Well, again, people, whether we seem to be eating a lot of stuff that's cooked in these, be exposed to them that way.
But nuts and seeds are good.
Yeah, they are.
And that's omega-6.
Yeah. If somebody is over the age of 50, should they start running if they've never run in their lives before is a question.
Well, if they... any exercise program, a middle-aged person who's starting up a new exercise program, and I'm not trying to generate work for myself and my colleagues, but you really should get the motor checked before you start a new exercise program. And there's no reason why you can't run once you get checked out or do any exercise any time in life. But the key is, if you haven't been exercising and you're in midlife, you really want to get checked out. You don't want to run a motor without oil getting there, and you want to make sure it's the circulation's flowing nicely before you get into high gear.
I'm looking at this morning's New York Times, and it focuses on ice baths and whether you should take one or not after you work out with weights. There are a lot of people who are doing this cold water immersion, especially athletes, and I'm wondering whether that isn't too much of a shock to your body. You know, how what happens when you have had too many drugs or you're drunk or something, the way you get sobered up is you get tossed into an ice bath.
And right, the whole idea behind this is that it's used to recover faster and reduce muscle pain and soreness after intense training sessions.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a big advocate of this. I think it is a little shocking, and, you know, I would do this very cautiously. I wouldn't recommend it, but, you know, if you're working with a trainer and your trainer is supervising this and thinks you're a good candidate for it, but I would not do this on your own.
All right. Who's going to lug the ice buckets up to the bathtub, probably, is the question. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, the podcast GoodDayHealthShow.com features in the latest episode at GoodDayHealthShow.com a discussion with Ken and me of the story with Alex Trebek back on chemo for pancreatic cancer, a discussion we have about the latest developments in treating pancreatic cancer. 57,000, I think we said last week, diagnosed with it this year alone. Also in the podcast, the focus on Boston hospitals that are having success treating pancreatic cancer with an ingredient in cannabis. That's something we've been talking about off and on here, as they're usually, we don't have a pot stop this morning, though. Usually have a pot shocker for us to talk about, but I didn't see any of that information today. Can you?
Well, you don't want me to get on my soapbox, do you?
Of course, I'm always happy that you are. You're a doctor. People pay attention to you one way or another. It's interesting, just as an aside, because Ken knows that on my farm we're going to be growing some cannabis. But you know, it's really interesting how much of a change there is in focus to hemp, and what hemp does, and how hemp, the CBD oils, all of that stuff.
Explain the difference between the two.
Well, THC is something that is it's regulated heavily by the government because the main ingredient, it's a drug that's in cannabis. CBD is the term that refers to the oils that come out of hemp. So cannabis has things that are not necessarily always good for you to ingest, although the research is showing that it is medicinally, that's why they have medical pot shops, it medicinally does help people in certain and broadening in ways. But hemp is just plain good. Hemp is good for everything. And it isn't just the oil. There is in the hemp, there are two different types of hemp plants. One of them, you derive the oil. The other one deriving is like 8-10 feet tall. And it's used for food. It's used for clothing. It's used for a rope. It has all sorts of practical uses, and it's becoming very, very much a focus of the medical community because it does a lot of the things that drugs used to do, and the drug companies don't like that, Ken. That's frankly part of what's going on with that. So anyway, back to the podcast that's up right now. Rod Stewart, we talk about him battling prostate cancer. He's been doing it for 2 years. And he's very supportive of regular prostate exams, and that's where finger up the bum, no harm done came from. I got a lot of comments on that from listeners. What did you say? Finger up the bum, no harm done. That's a good sort of a phrase to remember, men, when you're thinking about getting your prostate checked out. A new study also shows that teenage girls who stay up at night are likely to develop weight problems. And also on the podcast, did you know all medication should only be taken with water? And you can learn the reason why, as Ken and I discuss that and other things that are important to your health and the people in your family and your friends. So help yourself to the information that's there. Maintain your good health by listening to all of our tips and the practices at gooddayhealthshow.com.
Staples is more than a place you go to make copies.
It's where a conversation with an associate sparked the idea for my business card to double as a coupon. And it's where I go to reach potential customers with custom postcards.
Staples can help make your big ideas bigger ideas. And right now, when you make a select print and marketing services purchase, you receive 20% off your next order. Staples, for your business printing and beyond. In-store only, ends 11/9/19. Exclusions apply. See staples.com/print20 for details.
Right now, Doctors Without Borders medical teams are operating in some of the most remote and dangerous corners of the world. When front yards become front lines, when disaster erupts, when disease rages, when communities collapse under crisis, at the crossroads of conflict and epidemic, where there are no hospitals, that's where we operate. We go where conditions are the worst because that's where we're needed most. In nearly 70 countries, we're saving lives threatened by violence, disease, malnutrition, and catastrophic events. Donors are vital to our mission. Your response is critical to our response in places where a few others will go. That's where we operate. Learn more at doctorswithoutborders.org.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Hi, Dr. Ken. The question comes on one's immune system. I saw something this week that I've been telling everybody everywhere about how the proper exposure, and this study was something that I found actually on Facebook that had to do with farm dirt and how it does your body good. And the people who grew up on the farm have immune systems that are second to none. Respiratory immunity stronger, gut health stronger. Generations that were raised outside, where kids were running around on the farm, getting dirty, all of the positive things that have come from that, that we seem to be forgetting, or we're losing it because we're losing the farm reality in our country. People just don't know anything about agriculture. They don't know about life on the farm. And they're so concerned about their children getting dirty. My God, that's how we stayed healthy. I know that's the reason I'm healthy, 100%. So, but, you know, how do you counter that? You just encourage people to go let their children or their grandchildren play in the dirt and be dirty, understand what that does to the bacteria quotient in your life? Yes or no?
Exactly. We have to let kids get a little dirt under their fingernails because apparently the microbes and bacteria in dirt can help boost your immune system. The dirt on farms seems to be the most effective.
Yeah. So, let's hear it for dirt on the farm.
The farm effect.
Yeah, but it is important. It really is to get dirty. Your kids need to get dirty. I remember I brought Miles back from an incident where he was digging around and his father's horrified. I said, come on. I mean, I don't want to get into an argument with him, but immunity comes from being exposed to dirty stuff. Builds up a little at a time. Might try it. 10 before the hour.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Are you intrigued by paranormal talk radio? You'll love the new paranormal radio app from TalkStream Live. You'll find a great selection of talk shows covering UFOs, ghosts, strange phenomena, and much more. Download the Paranormal Radio app now and start listening to the very best in paranormal talk entertainment. The Paranormal Radio app, free in Google Play and the iOS App Store.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Daily, weekly, regularly, the focus of you, or I think your, our focus is your health, is your focus, your health and well-being. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is one of the people that we have on the program that actually helps us to focus on our own health and well-being. And certainly, as we get into the fall season, people are already thinking about the flu and the flu season 2019. What to expect? Do we get a shot? Do we not get a shot? What happens if we don't get vaccinated? It sounds like a broken record every year, Ken. You and I go back and forth on reasons to get vaccinated. Certainly somebody who educates yourself and then us as to the benefits of the shots and what happens if you don't get them. Let's talk about the reasons to get them, what this season looks like, because every season looks different bugs, and that's one of the reasons people criticize getting a shot or taking a shot, because they think that the flu vaccine is outmoded. It's last year's flu vaccine. What good is it going to do us this year? So what do you say?
Well, the CDC is getting all worked up about this early this year, because last year was a unique year. There were actually two spikes to last year's flu season. Very unusual. And the flu is as you're suggesting, incredibly unpredictable. No one knows yet how severe this flu season will be, so now is the time to get vaccinated. You need to get vaccinated each year, not only because the vaccine has changed, but because your immunity wears off. One day there's going to be a single vaccine that will last your life, but it's not here yet. So everyone aged 6 months and older should get a flu shot, unless you're that rare person who's actually allergic to it. Flu vaccines can reduce your risk of hospitalization, you ready, by 40%, and for healthy kids, it can reduce their chance of dying by 65%. It's particularly important for people who have chronic heart or breathing conditions to get vaccinated, and pregnant women should also get their shot to protect themselves and their baby.
All right, so that's the reason to get a flu shot. What's the reason that someone might come up with that does have some sort of efficacy not to have a flu shot?
I can't think of any unless they're really significantly allergic.
Mm-hmm. And how does one know if he or she is allergic to flu shots until you've had one?
Well, first of all, it's extremely rare. We used to even suggest people who were allergic to eggs not to get the flu shot, but that recommendation is now old-fashioned, and we no
Why?
Longer
because
use
they put
it.
Egg? Don't they put egg yolk or
well,
something in the shot?
Well, there was a concern of a cross allergy, but that's not a concern. We don't even that's. You know, that's Dr. Rip Van Winkle. We don't do that anymore. And it's extremely rare that somebody's allergic. And if you've had a flu shot and you needed a shot of epinephrine, you know you were allergic. But those people are super, super rare.
So you practice down.
You know, I get a flu shot every year.
Well, I want to know if you give them to your patient. You have a cardiological unit there. You, in your clinic, are basically a heart specialist. But if people come in and they've got something that shows maybe the inklings of a flu or cold or something, do you give them a shot?
Well, I give them just to my employees, and the reason why, as a courtesy, because the internists in my town like to do this, and they prefer if the cardiologists don't do it.
Ah. All right. So,
as a courtesy to the internists, I let them provide this service. But again, for my own staff, yes, I give them.
Yeah. So people go to Walgreens, to CVS, to all the big and small pharmacies to get these shots. Is that the best place? How you were sure of getting the best? Is the best flu material, whatever it is?
I think it's an acceptable place to go, and I think you should talk to your primary care physician about what the plan is this year, and the primary care physician that you have selected will tell you how to obtain it.
All right. So there you go. Advice for the flu season about to begin. Here's some advice for those of you who have too much blood sugar. If you have so, or the problem here is, or one of the things to realize, that one of every three people in our country is type 2 diabetic or is pre-diabetic. So if you or somebody that you know needs a way to support healthy glucose levels, then you need to check out Curalin at Curalin.net, C-U-R-A-L-I-N. Now, this is something that is not only plausible, but possible, because Curalin has so many benefits. Clinically tested ingredients that all show, they're all natural too, by the way, they promote the healthy glycemic response that you need, healthy blood sugar levels that we all have to have, managing cravings for sugars and other carbs. That's all part of the benefit here. Go to Curalin.net. Use the coupon code DJV. Get $20 off your first bottle.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extend.